Hello! If you're listening to us, you love movies. And we want to send you to your next movie.
We want you to suggest which movie we should feud next. That's it.
When we feud it, and trust us, we will feud it. We try to get to all our suggestions. The person who suggested it gets 2 free movie tickets on Book My Show.
Just message us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Muncha Movies and let us know which movie you want us to feud.
It doesn't matter if you're listening in 2001 or 2021. Just reach out to us. And then have fun at the movies on us.
And now, on to the episode.
In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber, 2 guys fix it all with a battle about a movie. 1 film, 2 opinions, 1 coin. 2 sides. They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Welcome to Film Feud. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Vidur.
Hi, Vidur.
Hi, who?
Vikram.
Hi, Vikram.
What's happening?
Ready to feud?
Yeah.
I'm always ready to feud with you, you little bitch.
Bring it, dude. Bring it.
I think I upped it a little too early before even knowing what the movie is.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. Friendly competition.
So what are we doing here exactly, Vikram?
We're choosing a movie from the IMDb Top 250 randomly.
Randomly.
And then tossing a coin, assigning each other sides, and feuding.
That's right. So why don't we start by figuring out what film we're going to feud over? Ready to spin the film feud wheel?
Do it.
Let's do it.
So we got this is going to be fucked up. We got number 42, The Departed.
Oh man, The Departed.
What's with the old man?
Well, it's a Martin Scorsese movie.
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
He won an Oscar.
I just remembered this is the only movie he won an Oscar for, didn't he?
How sad is that?
So we have DiCaprio, Sheen, Baldwin, Wahlberg. Who else? Like, the main guys.
Damon,
of course. Matt Damon. Shit, dude. This is, like, stacked, huh?
I will make a proclamation before the coin toss here.
Okay.
This is perhaps, I know that's not a very strong word for a proclamation, this is arguably Mark Wahlberg's best performance ever. Can we find some common ground?
Sure. I agree. This was his... Better than his best, it was his most entertaining performance.
For sure. Because I feel like he was just himself. Like all the rage from making all the terrible choices he's made in life, he was allowed to express on Leonardo DiCaprio in this movie. And it just worked.
Let's also agree on his casting as one of the highlights of this movie. I mean, everyone else is great. Obviously, they're great actors and all. Mark Wahlberg's not in the same category as all the other great actors in this movie, but he still holds his own because of the role
in this movie. He does. Another thing worth mentioning is that I have watched the movie The Departed is based on, Infernal Affairs. Have you?
I actually saw it before I watched The Departed.
What a cinematic hipster. Intellectual.
Name one hipster who'd probably seen the Korean movie before. It's Korean, correct?
No, it's not. It's a Hong Kong movie.
Oh, it's a Hong Kong movie. I've seen Infernal Affairs 1 and 2.
That's crazy. You were watching foreign films in 2006?
Dude, we were like fucking 18, 19 in 2006.
I wasn't done with all the English Hindi films that were on the table at the time. Now I'm done, by the way.
You were still watching Hey Arnold in Nickelodeon?
No, I was still watching Dexter in Hindi.
Do you know the song from Dexter in Hindi?
Dexter ke lab mein aur didi karti hai. Is it didi or didi?
I think in Hindi it's didi.
Because she's his didi. Oh my god. My mind is just blown right now.
Anyway, we have The Departed, man. This is going to be an exciting episode. I'm stoked.
All right. So before we get into this high stakes coin toss, let's just take a moment to thank our sponsors. Vikram, who's our sponsor this week?
Our sponsor for this episode of Film Feud is the art/dance form of Kalarai Pattu.
Excuse me?
Kalarai Pattu.
So it's like color, like red, green, yellow, I, right, as in the things we see with,
yeah, yeah,
putt, as in the thing you do in golf, and two, as in the number two. We have four sponsors.
Exactly, but none of that makes any sense. This is the dance form of Kalarai Pattu. It's the most ancient martial arts form in the world.
I've never watched Kalarai Pattu, man. What's it all about?
It's these dudes who are fighting against each other. It's a martial art.
So did they send us anything? Did they send us, you know, anything for the sponsorship?
Yes, good vibes and happiness and positivity.
Well, I can't sell any of that shit, but all right. Thank you so much for sponsoring this podcast.
Moving on, let's get on with the coin toss. Vidur, do you want to explain what happens here?
I'll be the subject of the coin toss this time. And if it comes heads, then I argue for the movie. And when it comes tails, then I argue against the movie. And I may or may not be rooting for one of those sides right now.
Don't even try to influence the coin.
And it's heads. I am arguing for The Departed by Mr. Martin Scorsese, the one he won an Oscar for, the one with all the superstars.
Dude, Infernal Affairs was so much better.
Oh, was it?
Because I think I feel like because I saw it, you know what? Let's save all of this.
I cannot wait for this.
Yeah. Wah.
I cannot wait.
I mean, neither can I. It's the most excited I am about a film feud, to be honest.
Interesting.
TBH, IMO, LOL.
SYP, shitting your pants at the thought of arguing against The Departed.
SYP, huh?
All right, let's do it. Let's go watch the movie.
Let's do this. Wah, wah, la, 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 wah, wah. This movie sucked. Sucked.
I don't understand what you're going to say in this episode. This movie's so good.
Dude, Vera Farmiga was in this movie. Did you know that? I had totally forgotten about her.
I knew you'd bring her up. It doesn't matter. Her character's great.
What?
This is the hottest she's ever looked. I've seen like five movies with her. And this movie's so good. Can we just look at the forest for the trees over here? This is like the most watchable Scorsese movie of all time.
Really?
Along with Goodfellas. I could just watch it over and over again. I probably have watched it 10 times already.
I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it a lot of times as well. And then definitely...
Boom. Gotcha.
Right. And Infernal Affairs kicks this movie's ass so hard. So fucking hard. It's not even funny, right?
Why is it that you always have the hipster stance on things?
What is... I watch a movie which is non-English and I'm a hipster all of a sudden.
Oh, The Arrival is based on the short story and the short
which
story
it is
better.
And the short story is so much better.
Oh,
Wait. Post that episode, whichever episode that was, I distinctly remember you saying that you read the short story as well and how good it was as compared to Arrival.
That wasn't recorded.
All right. Fair enough.
Actually, I knew you'd bring this up, so let's just get it out of the way. Let's talk about Infernal Affairs. I watched Infernal Affairs as well. I saw it after The Departed. I thought it was okay. It was great. It was weaker. It wasn't English, bro, firstly. I mean, that should count against it. But, yeah. I mean, even if you want to acknowledge Infernal Affairs, okay, it's great, but that just means Departed is the greatest remake of all time.
Why is this the greatest remake of all time?
Because Infernal Affairs was like this typical like Hong Kong, Cantonese, basically like an action... like police movie, you know, it was 40 minutes shorter, so none of the characters were as fleshed out. It just like got to the point, boom, 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 this, that, cop, rat. In Departed, they actually fleshed the characters out. They make it, firstly, fit perfectly with this whole Irish mob in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Infernal Affairs doesn't have
Irish
Jack
bosses.
Nicholson. No, okay. Jack Nicholson.
Right, of course, because he's not Chinese.
Yeah, that's, well, point to me then. He's not Chinese.
Fair enough. Not really, but fair enough.
Just the performances from the A-list cast of this movie puts it way above Infernal Affairs. You don't even need to get into anything else. I mean, you can't even compare. This is like Martin Sheen at his best. Alec Baldwin with his little tie at his best. Mark Wahlberg with his hair at his best. Leonardo DiCaprio killing it as always. Okay, Matt Damon.
We will.
Killing it as always.
We will obviously be jumping into the acting in this movie because it's a big, big segment and it's sort of not avoidable because of the sheer force of the cast. But just coming back to Infernal Affairs again, I saw it before The Departed. The Departed did impress me, but just Martin Scorsese and the sheer force he is in filmmaking did not do justice to it. A, because I still found Infernal Affairs the better movie.
Oh, you know who disagrees with you? The Academy of Motion Pictures.
Obviously, because Infernal Affairs will not get the Academy Award for Best Picture, but still, I mean, it's a much better movie. And again, coming back to our point, which we discuss about a lot, is that IMDb Top 250 has a lot of good movies, but a lot of good movies are not on there. And I feel like, I don't even know if Infernal Affairs is on it or not, but
it
should be.
Do you remember Infernal Affairs?
Yes, of course.
Okay, one of the hardest hitting scenes in The Departed is when Martin Sheen, Captain Queenan, dies. It's so brutal. It's so hard hitting. It comes out of nowhere and it completely like fucks Leonardo DiCaprio's character. The same scene when it happens in Infernal Affairs is like a soap opera. Like he dies and then suddenly there's a black and white flashback to when the superintendent was interacting with DiCaprio's counterpart. And then there's like this soap opera music and it's super sad. And it's like forcing you and telling you what to feel. It's just weaker filmmaking.
So that one scene is the reason that Infernal Affairs is an inferior movie as compared to The Departed.
No, that and everything else. Infernal Affairs has
not
a cool...
Not that dropkick ball sack song that The Departed has.
Infernal Affairs has a cooler name.
The name. I actually think The Departed is a cooler name.
No, Infernal Affairs. Do you get the name Infernal Affairs, you peasant? It's a play. Let me teach you something.
Okay, sure.
Let me learn you a little something. Infernal Affairs is a play on the phrase internal affairs, a police thing. And infernal means like infernal, like hell. Actually, it's pretty cool because the Chinese title apparently meant the unceasing path. And it was a reference to like hell. And so infernal as in hell, Infernal Affairs. So I grant you one thing, that Infernal Affairs got better than The Departed.
Name doesn't matter to me. If the movie was called Movie One, it still would have been a better picture than The Departed.
Let's just take a step back. I mean,
sure.
I mean, overall, I think this is the best, you know, yin-yang cops and robbers movie I've seen since Michael Mann's Heat. Is there any other movie you think that compares?
Heat is so good. Why'd you bring that up? I just want to talk about Heat now.
It goes Departed.
It's Heat.
Right below that Heat.
It's Heat.
And right below that Infernal Affairs.
It's Heat. Heat. And then maybe Infernal Affairs and Departed, a million other pictures in the contention. But Heat is number one, dude.
The Departed managed to flesh out characters better, thereby investing us better. For instance, Matt Damon apparently in The Departed can't get it up. It was like this little plot point that I had forgotten about. I mean, I realized it when I was watching it this time around. Infernal Affairs doesn't have the time to flesh out things like that. Whereas right. The Departed does. It tells you so much more about the character.
Erectile dysfunction. Ugh. Academy Awards, what the fuck are you doing, man? Or the Academy okay. of Motion Pictures and Sciences and Theories, whatever the fuck it's called.
I might concede that this was more of a lifetime achievement.
Wasn't it? It has to be. Like, he gets Best Director for The fucking Departed, which is a remake of a movie. And all the shit he did in his past and beyond The Departed as well. Wow.
You don't get an Academy Award for making your best movie. You get an Academy Award for making the best movie that year.
I mean, it was literally... Absolutely correct. It was a Lifetime Award, the Bette Midler, whatever the Lifetime Award
is. Why do you think this is helping you in any way?
Because this movie does not because this movie did not deserve the Best Film Oscar.
Okay. I grant you that. Now,
all right. Let's move on then.
That doesn't mean this movie is not hilarious, one. Something the movie doesn't get enough credit for.
No, this movie is so funny. I'll tell you what's funny. Mark Wahlberg. That's it.
Mark Wahlberg is hilarious.
Mark Wahlberg is the best actor in this movie. And the sad part about that is that Mark Wahlberg isn't even acting. He's just being himself.
That's great. Perfect casting then.
And to be the best actor in a cast that includes DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Charlie Sheen.
All right. I'm not
granting
that.
Martin.
He might be the funniest part of this movie.
Martin Sheen, Jack Nicholson. They're so old that they don't even act anymore. They're just themselves, right? That's what they are. Have you seen Jack Nicholson on a courtside game for the Lakers? He always has that Cape Fear, the shining eyebrows, and then that smile that's become like a synonymous Jack Nicholson smile.
So that's what he was doing in this movie?
These guys were just being themselves. They weren't acting.
Martin Sheen was being himself, like the president from the West Wing, and this role.
Was there any difference?
Exactly the
same. They're great actors, but then they're so thoroughbred and full-fledged in terms of their profession that that's how they are.
You can't...
Every movie or show or whatever media thing they're in, they're the same. They're great. It's a very, very awesome thing that they do. But then they're not the best actors out there.
So,
Leo, in my opinion, is a good actor. But
Stop talking. He was very all right. At no point in the movie Jack Nicholson did closest to The Departed, which I think was Something's Gotta Give or As Good As Gets or one of those two, Was he ever doing like this impression of a rat? Or was he ever holding a person's severed hand while waxing poetic about the Irish mafia? Or was he ever having sex with hookers while throwing fistfuls of cocaine at them? By the way, interesting trivia, apparently Jack Nicholson made Martin Scorsese shoot like a full sex scene with like these hookers. And unfortunately, only 2 seconds of it made it in the movie.
He's a weird guy. That's fine.
He's so funny in the movie. He's so f***ed up. And he's so funny. I mean, apart from some of the most...
That's himself. That's him. He is f***ed up. And probably funny like that in real life. Martin Sheen and Jack Nicholson are great actors. Whenever you put them in a movie, it's a no-brainer. They're going to knock it out of the park. And they did, sort of, in their own way. It was nothing extraordinary, in my opinion. That's why I keep saying Mark Wahlberg was the reason this movie was entertaining and the way it was. Otherwise, it would have been just a super bland movie.
Let me tell you like 5 lines that were hilarious, none of which were said by Mark Wahlberg.
I have to say your vulnerability is freaking me out right now.
That was the worst line in the movie. I'll grant you that.
Wow.
What about the fact then? I mean, they show how psychotic Jack Nicholson is when he kills someone and then he goes, geez, she felt funny. And then his like French, the Mr. French guy just goes like, dude, you should really see somebody. Shit like that. He like the most fucked up shit became so funny. No. That's what about some of the characters like the Indian dude Babu who runs the store.
Yeah, yeah. That one saved the movie, huh?
That guy, the Indian guy.
For sure.
Little Babu. Mm-hmm. I love Jack Nicholson in this movie, man. Like, some people find his performance hammy and over the top, but his one-liners simply are amazing. Like, when they ask him, so Jack Nicholson asks that guy, like, how's your mother? And he just says, oh, you know, she's not doing too well. She's on her way out. And then he goes, like, we all are. Act accordingly. It's genius. It's pure gold. And without Jack Nicholson delivering it the way he did, it wouldn't have worked either.
See, that's where I disagree. I mean, those one-liners are good. They're entertaining. They're typical Martin Scorsese. My only contention here is Martin Scorsese usually kills it with the movie because of the amount of work he puts in. Plus, he brings that flair, that Scorsese flair into it. In this situation, he picked up Infernal Affairs, made it a little better, and then added the Scorsese flair, which comes very naturally to him after making so many movies and so many of them so well.
And he adapted it into the Irish Mafia, like Jack Nicholson.
That's a no-brainer, I would think. Either New York or the Irish Mafia would have been the only ways he could have added the whole mole police sort of situation.
Triad element from Infernal.
Right.
Yeah, but he's adapted really well because Jack Nicholson is channeling Whitey Bugle. Apparently, from his heydays.
There are like 100 gangsters who could have been the character. Again, it's nothing special here. Your point about Jack Nicholson delivering those one-liners. I mean, dude, if it would have been any other seasoned actor, I would say the one-liners would have worked as well. Imagine like Christopher walking in that role. And just because he's walking and he's so good.
That'd be hilarious. So but it wouldn't be as menacing.
No, I think it would be. Walken has this fucking sinisterism to him that really kills it.
Walken just makes me want to laugh every time he speaks.
Because of all the parodies you've seen of him. But he would have still killed it. My point here is, he would be so funny. Yeah, yeah. My point here is any seasoned actor would have done what Nicholson done and it would have been as good. And because that's Scorsese's element with the lines and the way it's supposed to be delivered, it's nothing that Nicholson brought to the table in this situation.
All right, forget this like individual performance and stuff. I mean, this
Mark Wahlberg, bro.
I get it, Mark Wahlberg was the best actor. Jesus. All right.
The guy who's just being himself is the saving grace of acting in a movie directed by Martin Scorsese. Oh my God, that's terrible. With like 13 Oscar nominations between them with all these actors. I think like some of them have won. Nicholson has one, right? I'm assuming he does.
Yeah, of course. Nicholson has Oscars.
So, yeah.
He's one of the greatest actors of our time that you're just constantly shitting on that I'm letting you for some reason.
I mean, As Good As It Gets was really good. And that was a comedy. So, Nicholson I didn't say he's bad. He's good. He's a seasoned actor. But any seasoned actor would have done justice
to
that role.
What about Matt Damon? Matt Damon is doing his best Matt Damon since he did Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting.
No, man. I think Matt Damon was all right. He wasn't nothing special in this movie. DiCaprio, I think, was slightly better than him.
DiCaprio needed to act better than him.
Right.
Alec Baldwin's so funny in this movie.
Alec Baldwin is, again, Alec Baldwin.
No, he's not. He's Bostonian Alec Baldwin.
Isn't he from Boston?
No. But he's like so angry all the time. He's just like such a fuse. Right. And the part where he punches the guy for not putting the cameras in the back during the Chinese deal is so funny. And I just can't stop laughing at his tie throughout the movie. He just wears his tie really tiny.
I agree with you. Alec Baldwin and Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg, obviously, because he had a bigger role and more lines and stuff like that. And dude, I mean, both of them were hilarious because they were just always off the rails, always angry and just cursing at people. So that that whole element plus Scorsese trying to like guide them in terms of what they
need to do. I've been meaning
to
give a tribute to Mark Wahlberg's performance during this podcast, and I don't know if this will come up organically. So I'm just going to ask you.
I can't wait.
Why don't you ask me a question? For instance, ask me...
Is Heat a better movie than The Departed?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe f*** yourself.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I don't know if I'd be able to squeeze it in otherwise.
I can think of 100 situations where I squeeze that in.
All right, if it comes up, I'll re-squeeze it and we'll all enjoy.
I can't wait for that re-squeeze. Also, like, I mean, so f*** everything else. If this movie was made in Bollywood, it would probably be called like Khuleam Bakdi or some shit. Kya kuch bhi ho raha hai yaar movie mein, like koi aa raha hai isko goli maar di, koi aa raha hai usko goli maar di, koi, he's a mole, he's an undercover guy, he kills some dude from the crew and the guy is never asked for again. Jack Nicholson has no idea who the mole is, pure raaste he's just trying to intimidate everyone. It's full power Bakdi the entire time. What the hell, dude?
Yeah, it's Bostonian Bakdi, man. It's the most watchable Bakdi there is.
That shit, dude. Like,
how come there isn't a Bollywood version of this movie yet? That's the most surprising part.
It'll be Khuleyaan Bakchodi. It came out. It's not released, obviously, because there's so much cussing and like Bakchodi happening and like gang violence and stuff. There literally, Anurag Kashyap will take this on, have 6 main actors, including Nawazuddin Siddiqui, and then they'll just shoot each other. That's the movie. Wow. Fatke haath mein aa gayi.
There is a lot of cussing, though. Apparently, the word fuck and its derivatives are used 237 times in the movie, which is once about every 38 seconds. I think our podcast is usually on course with that, though.
I think I went really into it on the City of God episode. That might have a lot of cuss words.
Because you hated Brazilian poor people too much. That happens. Happens to the best of us.
I mean, dude, this movie's like just pissed me off at points, man. So Martin Sheen acting as that pseudo father figure for Leo, and then, you know, on the opposite
end. That was straight out of Infernal, where like he becomes like a super father figure, gives him the watch and shit. And then that's why his death becomes more emotionally resonant.
Sure, yeah. And then on the opposite end is Jack Nicholson, and then him being that pseudo father figure for Damon.
Like, which is really fucked up, because he calls him dad, which is so weird. But in the end, he has to kill his father figure, which makes emotional stakes there as well.
Yeah, so coming back to it, maybe another title for a Bollywood remake of this could be like Papa Kehte The or some shit, man. He picked up Infernal Affairs, hashed it out, fixed it into this plot line for
fleshed out more characters.
Because he's like, bro, bana dete hain. He's like, I'll put, it's a Boston thing, no brainer, put Mark Wahlberg in it. Added a sex scene. Rocket science, right?
Too comfortably numb. That
rocket
made me happy.
Science. And who was in the sex scene? I just remembered. Vera Farminga. So forgettable.
Why
so
are you calling her Farminga?
What's her name?
She's not from the Philippines, dude.
Oh, it's Farminga.
Yeah.
Is that even her name? Who is she?
She was hot.
Wow.
Even the sex scene is like so emotionally scary because she's cheating on Matt Damon.
Why did you cry? Did you cry, bro?
I might have shed a tear.
Ooh, sex scene.
Okay, and he did other things too. He added a lot of symbolism in the movie that wasn't there in Infernal. He also added really cool shit, like, you know, there's an X every time a character is going to die. Like, you know, little Easter eggs here and there. And then the symbolism, you know, the little city hall that Matt Damon is looking at. The rat at the end, which I understand a little bit on the nose.
What the f*** was up with that rat, dude?
All right, it's a little bit on the nose, you know, because they were rats.
A little bit.
There's a rat at the end, you know. Jack Nicholson was obsessed with rats.
They did something similar as well. Let me think. The name The Departed, when they just put it in there.
They shoehorn the name The Departed. It's fine. You get to hear Matt Damon say The Departed in his Bostonian accent. That's always fun. And then there's other stuff shoehorned into this movie that feels like a shoehorn, but is actually telling, it's fleshing out Boston as another character. For instance, shout out to Spotlight. Jack Nicholson is talking to those priests about molesting the children.
Shout out to Spotlight. Because they knew Spotlight was going to be a thing.
Well, I mean,
I think they did it
before Spotlight. They just offhandedly do it, which shows Nicholson's attitude towards it. But it does showcase another element of Boston. It's constantly fleshing out Boston as a character.
Yeah, because Scorsese is like, bro, New York bahut ho gaya, ab kahin aur chalte hain. Kahan chale? Boston, wahan pe bada mafia shafia hai, wahan pe chalo. Acha, Mark Wahlberg ko dal dete hain, sab sahi scene ho jayega. What a fucking mixture, huh? He's like that professor guy from Powerpuff Girls who's mixing the sugar, spice, everything nice in a bucket, and then fucking something just happens.
Out come Powerpuff Girls, the greatest superhero baby team on the planet.
What do you think they'd be doing right
Queenan,
now?
Queenan, commander, and the leader. Wahlberg, he's the toughest fighter. Baldwin, he's the joy and the laughter.
Nicholson saves the day. Yeah.
Fighting crime.
Stop now. So that's Scorsese in this movie. That's why I did not like it as much as his other movies, because it's clearly lifted. He did a little bit, that slight tweak to it, pushed it into Boston, made the story fit in there, got a couple of guys who had natural Boston accents and a couple of guys who are good actors who can pull off one, and then he just let it go from there. So disappointing, dude.
Okay, since you didn't like it so much, why don't you tell me what you would replace it in the IMDb top 250 with?
This was 42 on the top 250, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Bhool Bhulaiya would be a good option. I really think Rajpal Yadav deserves an Oscar for that picture, dude. He's so good. He's so amazing, in your bocce words.
Name an English movie you would replace this with.
An English movie I would replace this with. Team America, World Police does the job, I think.
Okay, I can't hate on that movie because it's really good. But how can you even compare Acclamation to the genius performances, direction?
It's music? More original. Music,
dropkick,
ball sacks. What was that?
I'm shipping up to Boston.
Come on, dude. I mean, like, zyada hi Boston ho gaya tha, yaar. Matlab, you could have just, like, one scene could have been, like, these guys sitting in a Celtics game also, just, like, just for the fuck of it. The fuck, man? Enough of the Boston guys.
It's a character in the movie. Why don't you understand it? You're too much of a basic level movie watcher. You don't understand the subtext. You don't understand, like, the X's represent the deaths. And it's like in The Godfather, the oranges represent death. Here, the X's represent death. It's an homage to The Godfather.
Okay, firstly, over the course of this podcast, you've implied / called me a Basak bitch twice now. And twice you have blamed me for Trump being elected in office. And secondly, how can you even think of comparing this or trying to force this to be a homage to The Godfather in any way? Any gangster movie that anyone makes is not a homage, or maybe they try to make it in their mind, but this movie is the furthest from The Godfather as possible. Please take that back.
No, Team America World Police is the furthest from The Godfather as possible.
I know it's not an homage. It's a completely different movie, but I think it's an apt replacement. I stand by my word, bro. Also, I want to come back to a major fucking hole in the plot of this movie.
Mm-hmm. Is it the fact that Jack Nicholson has a giant black cock?
Anything Jack Nicholson is ignored, because I think he was very forceful over the top in this picture. And I don't even want to get into that because I'll never stop just berating him, which I don't want to. Honestly, I'm a fan. But everything he does is so over the top. It's just annoying at points. But I'm talking about the microchips. Do you remember the microchips?
I do remember the microchips.
What the fuck happened to the microchips, man? What happened to the Chinese? What happened to all of that?
The last I remember is that the Chinese had fake microchips.
Right, and that's it. And they're like, oh, fake microchips. We can make this work. Let's go. Bye. And they're out.
Yeah. The Chinese deal was kind of dumb.
It was just there. It was just there as a character building scene for the fuck of it.
Also, that means Nicholson has microchips that can end the world, but they're just gone now.
An Irish Bostonian mobster has microchips that can start World War III. I think that was pretty specifically said in the movie.
Uh-huh. But they're gone. And nobody knows where they are.
No. He gives them fake ones. Where are the real ones? And then no one even cares. These Boston PD guys just want to like kill each other, and that's all they care about.
Look at him. It probably adds to his character. Like, he, at the end of it, when it comes down to it, he's not willing to give the Chinese world-ending technology. He f***s them over. He protects our country. So win-win-win. It added a lot of light to Whitey Bugler, in fact.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, where are they right now? Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, that's such a big, big plot hole. And it's so obvious, dude, that they didn't address it at all.
Dude, don't worry about it. Mark Wahlberg, Dignam will take care of it.
Dignam's
he's,
a man,
he's on
dude.
A spree just cleaning up everything that Nicholson and Matt Damon did.
Also, that last scene where he just shows up at Damon's house.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, how does he know? How does he know that Damon's a guy?
There's so many ways he could have known. They don't bother showing it. Like, maybe DiCaprio told him. Maybe he just figured it out.
DiCaprio did not tell him because they were never in contact very specifically during the movie.
But he asks for Dignam, right? He asks Anthony Anderson to bring Dignam. So
Anthony Anderson
is in this movie.
Yes.
Killing it. Crucial role at the end.
Yep. Getting shot, so important.
Getting shot is important in this movie. The movie is The Departed.
They were like, that's how they knew each other, right? They were like
cadets together, right. Yeah. Actually, really interesting. The cadet thing reminded me. Infernal Affairs starts out, I mean, the very first scene in the movie is the mob guy prepping the 10 people who he's sending into the police academy.
Right, right.
Whereas here, it's not clear that there's more than one mole. So the final thing, the elevator sequence when like Matt Damon's little inferior officer turns out to be another Jack Nicholson mole. That's an awesome scene. It's like a crazy reveal that Infernal Affairs didn't bother with. I thought that was really cool. Because I remember very much watching the movie for the first time and just being blown away because it's not something I saw coming.
Right. And then to that, there are a lot of theories out there that Mark Wahlberg's also one of the moles.
Yeah, but isn't that one of those like crazy Star Wars conspiracy theories?
Anything that enhances Wahlberg's role in this movie, I'm down for it. So yes, he was another mole for shiz.
Maybe he's a mole.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he isn't. Maybe go f*** yourself.
Oh, shit. He did it. Not bad. Not bad. I'm pretty impressed with that one, man.
Thanks.
But then, yeah, dude. I mean, it's just too much happening. It's too much bullshit. Too much shooting for no reason. Too much killing off characters, getting new characters, forcefully trying to build them out, flesh them out. It's
all right,
much over the top. I'm not a fan.
Okay, I'm going to treat that as your summary.
Peasant? Please say peasant.
Peasant.
Nice. So original.
Actually, one thing I forgot to mention, speaking of peasants, is that my little cussing vocabulary got expanded thanks to this movie. I learned so much, like so many Irish insults, mix, guineas, lace curtain, something. I don't know why they kept saying lace curtain. I wasn't aware of that as an expression. Apparently, The Departed is what made that expression popular.
Right.
Really cool. Really cool. In summary, for me, this movie was hilarious. This movie was amazing. This movie just has such good editing. Such great tension building. Performances are so good. They're so richly conceived that, I wish this movie was 5 hours long, honestly. It's like the best sign of a movie or a TV show is that you don't want it to end. When the credits roll, you wish there was more. And that was definitely the case with this movie. My favorite book growing up was Cain and Abel. You've read Cain and Abel, right?
Jeffrey Archer, bro.
Jeffrey Archer all the way. And even in seventh grade, when I was reading Cain and Abel, I remember thinking, I wish Scorsese would make a movie about Cain and Abel. And turns out he did. This is like the best Cain and Abel yin and yang movie ever made. It just is surrounded by like cops and robbers and Boston and Irish mafia. But it's basically Cain and Abel. It's amazing.
Yeah. I think this movie was the biggest charity case for the Oscars ever because they just felt bad for Scorsese. So they're like, bro, picture lele, director lele, aur kya chahiye, ye bhi lele, usko bhi de dete hain. And then it's actually disrespectful. If I was Scorsese and these guys would have invited me to the Oscars saying that you're nominated for Best Movie and Best Director, I would have been like, fuck off for this movie. And then when they would have actually given it, I would have stood up, got out in the aisle and walked backwards out of the theater with my middle fingers up and be like, go fuck yourself.
No, he would have departed the Oscars.
He should have departed the Oscars, which he didn't. He just went up there with his eyebrows and then he's like, thanks. Fucking charity case, dude. I hate it. It's disrespectful and f*** the Oscars.
Even if I grant everything you just said about the Oscar, at least it's more deserved than Al Pacino for...
Scent of a Woman?
Scent of a Woman.
Are you kidding me?
You think Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman was more deserving of an Oscar, like a lifetime achievement, as you're calling it, than Martin Scorsese in this movie?
What are you talking about? I don't think that was a lifetime achievement award. I think Al Pacino acted really well in that movie. You didn't like it.
No, it's okay. I mean, he just got it for The Godfather and everything.
No, man. What are you saying? What are you saying, dude? He was so good in that movie.
All right. Different argument. The point is, The Departed, most watchable Scorsese movie ever. Best Scorsese movie from the 2000s.
Gangs of New York. Come on, dude.
Yeah, but like Boston being fleshed out is so much better than some period piece about New York.
Oh,
and
my God.
Also, best remake of all time.
I can't think of any other remake, so I concede that point.
Boom.
But definitely not Scorsese's best movie. I think I read this somewhere and I completely agree with it. Not only is this not Scorsese's best movie, but it is not even the best version of this movie.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. You watch Infernal Affairs first.
Even if you watch it second, how can you not like it? Or think that that's a better picture than The Departed.
The Departed.
I mean, by no means is it a Scorsese's most watchable movie. I mean, Goodfellas just kicks every Scorsese movie's ass ever made.
I can't wait until we get to Goodfellas.
That's going to be a fun episode. Come on, man. You can't hate on Goodfellas. You can't hate on Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, which I know you haven't seen, you fucking peasant. And I think that's why you have these thoughts about The Departed. And then it's by no means Scorsese's best movie in any decade. Fuck that. This movie is a charity case. Mark Wahlberg, the guy who didn't act in this movie, was the best actor in this movie. That's what my thoughts about this fucking movie are.
One last olive branch. Us feuders meet in the middle. Is there anything you liked about this movie? Really? Silence. Nothing. I'm like almost upset. I wish you would at least have enjoyed the movie the way I did. All right. Why don't we close out with you once again singing us out as you sang us in.
With Dropkick Tomatoes.
Yeah, with Dropkick Tomatoes. And put some real passion into it, will you?
Wow, 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 this movie sucks. Wow, 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 wow. I am wearing skirts and I am singing with these backpacks and
man. All right, thanks. That was beautiful. That was very nice. Your vulnerability is really freaking me out right now.
So guys, that was this week's episode of Film Feud on Khulleam Bakhti.
Thanks for tuning in as always.
Let us know what you thought about the feud. Tweet at us at Film Feud Pod.
And make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcatchers, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Or YouTube.
Or listen to us on YouTube. Just listen to us and tweet at us and talk to us.
Please.
Bye.